This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Hines back here at East Alton Wood River High School for this regional final between Southwestern and Westglenn. The Birds will be in the road green uniforms tonight, trimmed out in the yellow and the black. Westglenn in the home whites, trimmed out in the orange. Southwestern looking for their first regional title since 2006. For the Westglenn Warriors, they beat Hillsboro last year in the regional final. Caden Hine to jump for Southwestern. It'll be Nate Brady for Trenton Westglenn. And we are just about set here at Wood River High School, and game three of the WSMI triple header is underway on FM 106. The tap controlled by Westglenn, and they will get it to start. Southwestern going to come out. Looks like in a 1-3-1 zone. Nope, it's a soft man. High post it goes to Justin Kellogg on the right side of the key to Courtney. He'll fire the three off the mark. No good. Good block out down there by Bailey. Frees up the rebound for Lois. Here comes Southwestern into the front court with Caleb Robinson. Looks like Westglenn is man-to-man to start as well. Hyan handles up top, leaves for Bailey left side of the key. Checked there by Ottensmeyer. On the baseline to Lois. Been a little head fake. Kicks out to E.J. Call. Call will work right side. Leaves it for Hyan now. Caden into the triple threat position, top of the key to Lois on the left wing to Caleb Robinson, way out on the left wing. Between the circles, leaves it for Bailey. Justin Bailey between his legs, crosses over on Stevens, lost the ball. Ball is jarred loose. It is out of bounds off of Westglenn. It'll be Southwestern ball. Going to have to be strong with the basketball here tonight on the bounce and the pass. 7:04 for the opening quarter. Sideline trigger in the front court. Lois gets it in to Hyatt. Gets a high screen, works right side of the key. Pulls it out, resets. Top of the key it goes to Call. E.J. Call works right wing, leaves it for Hyatt now. 6:50 for the opening quarter, still scoreless. Bailey on the left wing, leaves it for Call. Top of the key, off to Robinson. Here's Hyatt way out in the left wing. He will get a screen, works left corner, cut off there. Westglenn's man-to-man switching on these Piasaw screens. Here's Call, top of the key. They switch the screen as Call's cut off the right wing in the corner to Robinson. Quick trigger three, too strong. And the rebound down to Westglenn and Brandon Courtney. Here come the Warriors, thinking about a quick trigger three, but deciding against it was Stevens. On the right side of the floor now, into the hands of Courtney. He'll get it back to Stevens. Way too strong. Air ball went right to Westglenn. I think we're going to get a travel. Yep. As the air ball went right to Justin Kellogg. But as he tried to get position for the putback, he shuffled his feet. Game's first turnover. 6:10 to play, opening quarter. No score, Southwestern and Trenton Westglenn. Here comes E.J. Call into the front court. On the left wing, leaves it for Caden Hyan. Hyan on the attack, cut off. Leaves it now right side of the key for Robinson. Off to E.J. Call. He'll bring it back between the circles on the left wing to Lois. Ben Lois, high above his head and surveys. He'll put it on the floor, attacks middle of the lane, gets by his defender, lays it up and in. Game's first bucket to Ben Lois. Good strong take that time. Ben advanced in the three-point contest earlier tonight in a shootout. 5:35 for the first quarter. Here's Kellogg. Leaves it back. Three ball, yes. That is buried by Hunter Ottensmeyer, and Westglenn has taken a 3-2 lead. Westglenn is big, 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", 6'3", 6'6", and their starting lineup. That is tough to deal with. They leave it on the block for Lois. Ben, nice pump fake. Defender did a good job to stay on the ground. Lois will rise up too strong. Good defense down there by Brandon Courtney. Leaves it for Ottensmeyer. Pulls up off the baseline. Rattled out, no good. Rebound down to Hyatt, and a foul on Westglenn. On the reach-in. And they will get Justin Kellogg with the personal. 3 minutes gone by first quarter. Westglenn leading Southwestern 3-2. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Regional championship night across the state. On the left wing with Justin Bailey. He will turn the corner, kicks it out. Call for three, got it. E.J. Call buries the triple off the right wing, off the feed from Bailey. And Southwestern leads 5-3, 4:35 for the first quarter of play. Southwestern's going to have to shoot it from deep tonight to counteract the size of Westglenn. Here's Brady, leaves it on the block for Ottensmeyer. He will turn and face on Lois. Ottensmeyer fades, heart of the lane, air ball went right to Stevens, and he's fouled on the putback. Tough break for Southwestern there, as it's the second time an air ball has benefited Westglenn on the rebound. So it will send Mick Stevens to the free throw line. 4:22 for the first quarter, a two-point lead for the Birds. Toss for Stevens is off the heel, too strong. Stevens has the sports glasses on. Three bounces. The release is good. Mick Stevens gets one out of two, and Westglenn sets up full court pressure. In the middle of the floor to Caleb Robinson. He will slow it up and get it off to Hyen into the front court. Caden kicks it back to E.J. Call. Call leaves it for Hyen as we approach the midway point of the opening quarter. Here's Hyen on the left wing, leaves it for Robinson. Caleb Robinson finds Call coming off a screen on the left wing. E.J. Call leaves it for Hyen now on the left wing. Caden Hyen drives baseline, pulls up, partially blocked, picked up underneath by Westglenn and Ottensmeyer. Into the hands of Justin Kellogg. Quickly into the hands of Stevens. Up top to Ottensmeyer, back to Stevens. He'll trigger the three. Got it. Mick Stevens hits the three ball. And Jason Darr wants a timeout. 3:44 for the first quarter. Trenton Westland 7, Southwestern 5. You're listening to the two-way Wood River Regional Final on WSMI. Early timeout for Jason Darr and the Piasaw Birds. He did not like the lack of a closeout that time on Mick Stevens. 7-5, Westland leads. They've hit two triples so far, one for Ottensmeyer, one for Stevens. Call has a triple for Southwestern. Warriors lead by two, 7-5. Southwestern has the basketball. Caden Hyen comes into the front court, works right wing. Between the circles, leaves for Call. Dribble handoff to Bailey. Pulls up for three, off the heel too strong, and Stevens high for the rebound in the heart of the lane. Off to Courtney, back to Stevens. On the wing to Brady. Left side of the key now to Brandon Courtney. Leaves it back for Stevens, right side of the key. They swing it left side now into the hands of Ottensmeyer. Has the white long sleeves underneath the home jersey here for Westglenn. And away from the ball, we've got a hold. It'll be on E.J. Call. Southwestern's second team foul. 3:12 for the first quarter. Westglenn ball on the baseline, out of bounds. As Kellogg will throw in. He lobs it into Ottensmeyer on the left block. Checked by Lois. His pass is tipped out by Robinson. It'll stay with Westglenn. It'll be a sideline trigger now for Westglenn with 3:09 for the first quarter of play. Brady will throw it in right in front of the Southwestern bench. Into Courtney, right back to Brady. The return pass to Brandon Courtney, the 6'4 senior. Leaves it right side of the key for Kellogg. Here's Courtney for three, left it short. Rebound down to Justin Bailey. Good, strong rebound there. Was able to outmuscle Stevens. Bailey all the way, and he's called for steps. He tried the little Euro step, cupped the basketball, and he got called for travel. 2:53 for the first quarter. Jason Darr thought he only took two steps there. Courtney will walk it into the front court for Westglenn. On the right wing to Nate Brady, the 6'6 junior. Triple threat position on the right wing. Top of the key now to Courtney. Right back to Brady. Wanted to feed the post. Wasn't there. Now he'll fire the three, and he knocked it down. It was his last resort, and he buries it. Nate Brady hits the three ball, the third triple of the quarter for Westglenn, and they lead Southwestern 10-5, 2:20 for the first quarter. Here's Caden Hyen way out on the right wing. Southwestern lost to Nashville in the regional final last year. Here's E.J. Call way out on the left wing. Leaves it for Robinson. Back to Call between the circles. Call, dribble drive, kicks it to Hyen. Caden Hyen to the foul line, stripped away, picked up by Lois. Underneath to Robinson, back door to Lois. Tough catch in traffic, can't make it, and turned over. Second Southwestern turnover. That was a tough return bounce pass that time. A lot of Westglenn jerseys hanging around the area. 1 minute, 50 seconds for the first quarter. 10-5, Westglenn leads. Here comes Courtney into the front court. He will leave it in the corner for Kellogg. Back to Courtney. Brady has it now left side of the key. Courtney down low to Stevens. Counter to the foul for Mick Stevens. He got great position off the right block that time. The pass led him perfectly to the front of the rim, and the foul on Southwestern. I believe they're going to get Bailey with the personal. That'll be the Birds' third. Makes it 12-5 Westglenn. Ethan Trim, a 6'2 freshman, to the table for Southwestern. He will check in, replacing Bailey. 99 seconds for the first quarter. Nick Stevens, the 6'3 senior, 6 points in the quarter. Free throw off the mark, no good. Oh, rebound to Brady. The putback is good. The 6'6 Brady just skied for that board. Winds up being a four-point trip for Trenton Westland. They lead 14-5, 90 seconds for the first quarter. For Southwestern, you can't let Westland get too far out in front. High in on the left wing between the circles to Lois. Here's a quick trigger three, no good for Robinson. Air ball and the rebound down to Westland. Here comes Ottensmeyer. Leads for Brady. Here's Courtney, left wing three. Got it. Brandon Courtney hits the triple, and Jason Darr needs another timeout. 68 seconds for the first quarter. Westland on a run. It is Westland 17, Southwestern 5. We'll come back to East Dalton Wood River High School in this 2A regional final following these messages on WSMI. It's a 12-point lead for Trenton Westland. Birds will have the basketball with 68 seconds for the opening quarter. Southwestern has used two timeouts here in the first. It's a 14-0 run for Westland. Southwestern led this game 5-3. On the attack, Robinson, bounce pass, kicked out of there. It'll stay with the Birds. 55.7 seconds for the first quarter. Southwestern lines everybody up along the baseline. EJ called the throw in. Looking, needs to get it in, and will do so to Ben Lois. 18-footer for Ben off the baseline is good, as Lois has his second field goal of the quarter. 17-7 Westland. That ends the 14-0 spurt. 43 seconds accounting for the opening quarter. Way out on the right wing with Mick Stevens. Top of the key to Courtney. Cut off nicely by Call. Bounce pass out to Stevens, off to Brady. And we have a whistle away from the ball. It's going to be on EJ Call. It's going to be EJ's second. Going to say he used the forearm into the back that time. 34 seconds for the first quarter. And when you're undersized like Southwestern is, sometimes you got to be able to muscle up a little bit on the defensive end. 25 seconds for the first quarter. Westland spreading the floor here. 20 seconds for the quarter. Off to Brady, back to Courtney. Out near midcourt in front of the scorer's table. 13 seconds for the quarter. Bounce pass to Stevens. On the wing it goes to Courtney. 6 seconds for the quarter. Brandon Courtney attacks middle, rises from the heart of the lane, off the heel too strong. Rebound down to Hyatt. He's got time, 3 quarters court. Good if it goes, and it went over the backboard. After one quarter, it is Trenton Westland 17, Southwestern 7. You're listening to the 2A regional final from East Dalton Wood River High School on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Wood River High School as we get set for the start of the second quarter of this 2A regional final. Trenton Westland leading Southwestern 17-7. Westland out-rebounded the Birds 7-4 in that opening quarter, and the Warriors had 3 rebounds on the offensive end. Southwestern gets the basketball to start the second, down by 10. In it goes to Call on the floor with Trim, Lois, Bailey, and Hyan. Here's Caden Hyan. Left wing cut off nicely by Brady. Caden reverses field, now leaves it for Lois on the left wing. Kicks it out to EJ Call. Into the hands of Bailey way out on the right wing. Finds Hyan between the circles. Good defense here by Westland. Switching everything. The pass is tipped out. It'll stay with Southwestern. As Kellogg that time got a finger on it. 7:35 for the first half. Sideline trigger, and it goes to Caden Hyan. Hyan on the right wing. He'll put it between his legs. Step back three is short. Rebound is tipped around off of Westland. It'll be Southwestern ball. As Stevens and Lois were battling that time. Last touch by Mick Stevens. On the baseline, Call will trigger in. Finds Trim in the left corner. Ethan Trim off to Call. Hyatt on the curl to the foul line. Off to Call now. EJ. Pulls it out near the volleyball spike line. He will work right side and hand to Hyan. Caden, between his legs, top of the key. Probing, looking, turns the corner. Tough shot off the window. It's good for Caden Hyan. High degree of difficulty there. He made it look easy. 17-9. Westland leads with the ball. 7 minutes for the first half. Courtney walks it into the front court. On the left wing it goes to Ottensmeyer. Top of the key to Stevens. On the wing to Brady. Into the hands of Courtney. Left side of the key to Mick Stevens. Right back to Brady. Man-to-man for the Piasol Birds. And Bailey going to be called for the foul as he gave a little shiver that time to Justin Kellogg. And there might have been some acting on Kellogg's part there as he kind of gave a wry smile to the fans on the Westland side. Jim probably not quite half full here this evening. Southwestern well represented, as is Westland. This is a big gymnasium here at East Alton Wood River, one of the neater gyms around. Built in the early 50s, so it really has a different feel to it. They tried the backdoor lob. It's off of Southwestern. It'll stay with Westland. 6:35 for the first half. We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30 here on FM 106. Then Sports Saturday at 9:03. They get it in underneath to Wattensmeyer. Great position. He lays it up and in. There was nothing Southwestern could do about that once Ottensmeyer made the catch. 19-9 Westland. An uphill battle for the Piasol Birds tonight. A big, athletic, powerful Westland club. Down to Lois in the baseline. Spins too strong. Rebound is going to be saved by Hyen. Throws it into the back court, but then it's out of bounds. Paul can't get there in time. It'll go over to Westland. They will have it in the front court with 6:10 to play in the first half. Addis Moore, a 6'2 freshman, to the table. He will check in, replacing Ethan Trim. On the sideline, Westland will throw in up 10. Mick Stevens gets it into Brandon Courtney. Courtney, the 6'4 senior, will leave it on the wing for the 6'6 junior Brady. He will drive baseline, cut off there. Back out to Courtney, right side of the floor to Ottensmeyer. Into the hands of Kellogg. Fakes the three, down in the block to Stevens. He tries to shovel it off to Kellogg. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with Westland with 5:53 for the first half. Brady will throw in on the baseline as the Warriors will station a man at each corner of the lane. They get it into Courtney in the left corner. He will feed the block to Ottensmeyer, being checked by Lois. Kicks out to Stevens, wide open for three, missed it, and on the rebound and over the back foul on Brandon Courtney. That'll be key for Southwestern here tonight, blocking out, seeing if you can get the bigger Westland team to go over your back. A 10-point lead for the Warriors, 5:40 for the first half. Southwestern has the basketball. E.J. Call comes into the front court, between the circles to Robinson. Here's Addis Moore on the left wing, the freshman Moore. Bad pass, stolen. Southwestern's third turnover. Here comes Courtney down the left side of the lane. Good defense from Hyen. The shot, no. The follow for Ottensmeyer, no, and he's fouled. And free throws for Hunter Ottensmeyer. Sixth team foul on Southwestern, and they're going to get Addis Moore on the personal. And that will send Hunter Ottensmeyer to the free throw line, the 6'5 senior. The toss is no good. 5 points for Ottensmeyer. Westland just 1 of 4 for the foul line early. They've hit 4 threes, though. There's an equalizer. Second toss, good. 1 out of 2 for Ottensmeyer. He has 6 for the ball game. 20-9, Westland leads, 5:20 for the first half. It was 17-7 after the first. Here's Lois on the right baseline. Ben Lois tries to feed the post to Hyen. It's tipped away and stolen by Stevens, but he has to save it from going out of bounds. Bird ball underneath. Hyen countered and the foul off the great find from Caleb Robinson. Robinson, a nice diagonal pass from out near midcourt all the way down to the left block, and Hyen has an and-one opportunity. Hyen 4 points, looking for number 5. And he got it. An 8-point lead for Westland, and Southwestern showing a little full court pressure. And it goes to Brady. Addis Moore on the point. Brady blows by him. Gets to the top of the key. Leaves for Ottensmeyer. Down to Stevens and a foul on Addis Moore. He just did not get in front of his man in time. He's going to pick up another foul. 7th team foul. And Mick Stevens to the free throw line. Stevens 6 points, 1 of 3 from the stripe. 1 in bonus here. Toss is off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped around, eventually picked up by Robinson. Inside of 5 minutes for the half. E.J. Call brings it across the timeline. for Southwestern. Into the hands of Caden Hyatt. Between the circles to Lois and the left wing to Robinson. Man-to-man defense for Westland. Robinson on the right wing to Addis Moore. Moore will leave for Ben Lois. Lois on the right wing, skip pass to Moore, left wing. Addis Moore, top of the key to Robinson. Little head fake to the rim, and he's fouled. 4:26 for the first half. It'll be baseline out of bounds for the Piasaw Birds, trailing by 8. Birds will station a man at each corner of the lane as Call gets it in near corner to Addis Moore. Back up top to E.J. Call. Call fakes left. Now he goes back left to Robinson. Caleb drives baseline, cut off there, kicks out to Lois. Ben into the corner to Addis Moore for 3, too strong. Rebound. Hyen picks it up in the left corner. The long rebound benefited Southwestern there. Halfway through the second quarter, 20-12, Westland leading the Piasaw Birds. Southwestern with the basketball. Hyen way out top. Leaves it for Moore between the circles. Into the hands of E.J. Call. Southwestern has had to be very deliberate here in the first half against this Westland defense. Not many openings. Robinson bounced past to Lois. He's quickly doubled. Off to Caleb. Back to Lois. Ben in the right corner, right at the three-point line. Leaves it for Robinson. Back between the circles to high end. Southwestern will reset. The Westland fans applaud their Warriors defense. High end, left side of the key to Moore. Off to Robinson, left wing. Here's Hyen on the right wing. Caden Hyen wants to attack. Nowhere to go. Leaves it for Call. Great defense here from Westland. Southwestern spending a lot of time beyond the arc. Tough pull-up for Hyen from 15. No. And the rebound down to Westland. Contested by Ottensmeyer. That is great defense from Trenton Westland. 3:05 first half. An 8-point lead for Westland. They have the basketball. Stevens in the left wing. Leaves it up top for Kellogg. A no-look pass goes right off the chest of Ottensmeyer. He wasn't ready for that thing. And it's a turnover. Picked up by the Birds. 2:50 for the first half. Ottensmeyer gave a look like, what am I supposed to do with that? Here's Addis Moore. Drives baseline. Got too far under the rim. Put it off the bottom side. Picked up by Westland. Here's Ottensmeyer. Leaves it for Brady. Off to Courtney. Down to Kellogg. Great position and offensive on Justin Kellogg. He lowered his shoulder that time. That's an easy one. 2:35 for the first half. And the Birds hanging around down just 8. In a first half where they have struggled to get anything going offensively. More of that has to do with the Westland defense than the Southwestern offense. Length and athleticism will make it tough, and that's what Westland has at all 5 positions. Blake Rockers has checked in for Westland, their first substitution of the ball game as he replaced Kellogg. Out front with E.J. Call, finds Hyen coming off a screen left wing, checked there by Brady. They switch off to Courtney, now into the hands of Robinson. And that's the thing with this Westland defense, as Lois drives baseline, he's going to be called for steps, yep. The air brakes did not activate quick enough for Ben Lois that time. 4th Southwestern turnover. But with this Westland defense, with basically all the players in that 6'3 to 6'5 range, they can switch every screen and not have to worry about having a matchup problem. Equal height, equal athleticism for the most part for Westland. Here's Rockers. Leaves it for Courtney. Back to Rockers. Blake Rockers down to the block to Ottensmeyer. Back to Rockers. He'll line up the 3. Left it short. Rebound down to Addis Moore for Southwestern. In the backcourt, E.J. Call. They got a little push now in the corner. High and 4-3, left it short. Rebound tipped around off of Stevens' hands. Goes right to Rockers and Westland. Here comes Ottensmeyer quickly into the front court. Off to Courtney, back to Ottensmeyer. 85 seconds for the half, an 8-point lead for Westland. Ottensmeyer gets it off to Brady, left wing to Courtney. Back to Brady now. Right side of the key leads for Rockers. Blake Rockers, return pass to Nate Brady. On the left side of the floor to Ottensmeyer. Into the hands of Courtney now. Little hesitation dribble, kicks to Rockers. He'll fire the 3. Too strong, and the rebound down to Southwestern. As we approach the final minute, first half. The Southwestern defense has kept a minute here, down just 8. They would love a bucket here. Lois, top of the key. Being checked by Stevens. Ben Lois leaves it for Robinson on the right wing. Caleb gets into the paint, kicks it in the corner to Addis Moore, and a block on Westland. 44 seconds for the half. Just the 15th foul, baseline out of bounds for Southwestern. Trenton Westland leading 20-12. E.J. Call will throw in. He will lob it out to Hyatt. Makes the catch at the three-point line. Now Caden, one hard bounce, turns the corner, lays it up and in. Nice move, Caden Hyatt. He has seven all in the second quarter, and the lead is down to six. Now the Birds need a stop. Final half minute, first half. Courtney handles out near midcourt. 25 seconds for the half. Here's Brady on the left wing out near midcourt, being checked by Hyatt. Defense without fouling here, Birds. Stevens on the right wing. He'll bring it out near midcourt with 15. Into the hands of Courtney with 12. He wants a play call, and Westland not responding. Out with 5 seconds, still beyond the arc, and they've turned it over. Rockers tried to feed the post. It went right off Courtney's leg out of bounds, and Southwestern will have time. 3.4 for the first half. They will get it in to Caleb Robinson to midcourt with two. Robinson, a runner, and it is off the rim short. Oh, that thing almost went in at the horn. After two quarters, Southwestern right in this regional final. As we head to the half, it is Trenton Westland 20, the Southwestern Piasol Birds 14. We'll come back with third quarter action from the 2A Wood River Regional Final following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at East Alton Wood River High School, getting set for the start of the third quarter in this 2A regional final. Trenton Westland leading Southwestern 20-14. The Birds won the second quarter 7-3. Caden Hyen with 7 points in the first half. Ben Lois with four. E.J. Call had three. Justin Bailey did not score in the first half and picked up three personal fouls. One triple in the half for Southwestern, one of one from the foul line. For Westland, they were led in the half by Mick Stevens and Hunter Ottensmeyer, both with 6 points in the half. Three for Brandon Courtney, five for Nate Brady. Quarters of 17 and three for Westland. They hit four threes all in the opening quarter, just two of six from the free throw line. Southwestern quarters of 7-7. The Birds, though, hanging around. They did not play their best basketball in the first half. They had some foul trouble, really struggled offensively against that Westland defense that was switching all the screens. But yet, they're down just six, and here we go. Westland gets the basketball to start the second half. Call, Bailey, Hyen, Robinson, and Lois on the floor for Southwestern. Down low, bad pass, and it's going to be picked up, and it'll be Southwestern ball as Stevens dove for it. He was on the baseline out of bounds, so a good start to the half for Southwestern. Now, can they find a way on this offensive end to get something going? Mentioned just the ability of Westland to switch all the screens and it not resulting in a mismatch. So much size and athleticism across the board. Here's Bailey. Going to trigger the three, left it short. And the rebound down to Ottensmeyer for Westland. Southwestern going to need Bailey to find the range here in the second half. That ball is jarred loose. Kellogg into the backcourt to retrieve. That was a smart play by Kellogg to let it take one more bounce and pick it up in the backcourt. Here is Stevens, left side of the key. Thought about the three. Nice ball fake. Drives left side. Off the window. Rattles it home. Mick Stevens with eight. That was a really nice fake at the top of the key. Had his defender going the opposite direction. 22-14 Westland. 7 minutes for the third quarter. That pass is going to be off of Westland as the near official almost became part of the play. He had to move his head out of the way so his face didn't get hit with the ball. He had to get help on the call. It'll be Bird basketball. In it goes to Hyen out near midcourt. Caden Hyen, left side of the key, across the floor to E.J. Call. Into the hands of Justin Bailey. High post to Lois. Ben will turn and work on Ottensmeyer. Pivots around, bounce pass out to Hyen. Caden Hyen crosses over, foul line, kicks to Call. E.J. Call, dribble drive, his pass is stolen by Kellogg. Justin Kellogg goes up, countered on the foul. First bucket for Kellogg. He anticipated that pass nicely on the defensive end, and he'll have a chance for the and one. The foul on Hyen. A 10-point lead for Westland with a free throw coming for Justin Kellogg. Free throw's good. Just like that, an 11-point lead for Westland. 6.5 minutes for the third quarter. Southwestern needs a good possession here. Hyen on the right wing. Wanted the post to Lois. It wasn't there. Now he's picked up his dribble and finds E.J. Call between the circles. Off to Hyen. Way beyond the arc on the right wing. Feeds to Lois on the right block. Ben spins. Reverse layup. High off the window. Missed it. And the rebound down to Ottensmeyer. Here comes Courtney racing into the front court for the Warriors. Off to Ottensmeyer, left side of the key. He will leave it for Kellogg into the triple threat position. In the corner to Stevens, wide open for three, too strong. And on the rebound, it's down to Brady as Brady and Hyen got tangled that time and Hyen got taken out of the play. Ottensmeyer on the attack, high off the window, no. And the rebound down to Lois for Southwestern. Quick outlet to midcourt to Hyen. Caden leaves it for Bailey. Nice little head fake all the way to the rim. Left-hand layup good for Justin Bailey. Maybe that'll get Bailey jump started. 25-16 Westland. 5.5 minutes for the third quarter. Here comes Courtney across the timeline. High post feed to Kellogg. He will leave it for Ottensmeyer. Right side of the key. Here's Brady on the left wing. Thought about the three. Instead, back across the floor to Courtney. 5-10 third quarter. On the left wing with Stevens. They sag off Mick Stevens, daring him to shoot. He'll drive baseline, pulls up, missed it, and the rebound down to Lois. Into the hands of Bailey. Here comes Justin. Crosses over. Lays it up. No. Wild shot there as he stepped through the double team looking for the foul. Didn't get it. Rebound down to Westland. 4:50 for the third quarter. They lost track of Kellogg. Oh, it's stripped away underneath by Robinson. Westland wanted a foul. No call. Here comes Southwestern with E.J. Call. Turns the corner. Bounce pass to Hyen. Off the window. It's good. 9 for Hyen, and the Southwestern fans erupt, and Westland wants a timeout. Brent Brady wants to chew on the official. 4:35 for the third quarter. Westland 25, Southwestern 18. We'll come back to Wood River in the 2A regional final following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at East Alton Wood River High School. A lot of intensity in the gymnasium tonight with this regional championship on the line. Winner into the Trenton-Westland sectional for a semifinal matchup on Tuesday night. Westland would love to get there on their home floor. Southwestern would love to keep them from it. A 7-point lead for Westland. They have the basketball. Left side of the key with Kellogg. Man-to-man for Southwestern as Kellogg goes backdoor. Oh, beautiful. The Courtney layup good. That was a beautiful pass. He threaded the needle. The defense was good. The offense was better. 27-18 Westland. We approach the midway point of the third quarter. Here's Hyen. Up top to Robinson on the wing to Call now. E.J. Call finds Bailey left side of the key. Justin puts it on the floor. Attacks. Floats it up. Missed it. And the rebound down to Ottensmeyer. Good contest in there by Westland. The size altered that shot. 3:45 for the third quarter. Westland has a 9-point lead and the ball. Here's Kellogg, right side of the key. He will leave it for Brady. Thought about the three. He will get to the top of the key, cut off, into the hands of Ottensmeyer. He will drive baseline. Lois cuts him off. Kicks it out to Kellogg. Right back to Ottensmeyer. In the corner to Stevens. Thought about the three. They dare him to shoot. He will not. Up top to Brady. Here's Courtney. He'll bring it back between the circles off to Mick Stevens. Stevens to the top of the key. He'll fire the three this time. Off the mark, no good. And the rebound down to E.J. Call for Southwestern. Here comes Call into the front court. Kicks to Hyen, back to Call. E.J. Call, right side of the key. Will pull it out. Now leaves it left side for Bailey. Just to check that. That's Caleb Robinson on the left wing. Finds Hyen on the curl. Rises from 14 and pure for Caden Hyen. 11 for Hyen. And the lead is down to 7. 2:45 third quarter. Southwestern continues to hang around. Courtney takes his time walking it into the front court. Greeted there by E.J. Call. Courtney out front between the legs. Leaves it now between the circles for Kellogg. On the right wing to Brady. Brady feeds the right block to Ottensmeyer. Lowers his shoulder, rises up, and in. Good, strong move from Ottensmeyer. Southwestern flop, tried to get the call. Good no call there. 29-20, Westland leads. 2:15 for the third quarter. Hunter Ottensmeyer is a load, the 6'5 senior. And a travel on Robinson. He just slid that pivot foot, looking to make that pass. Costly turnover for the Birds there. 2:12 third quarter. The lead is 9 for Trenton Westland. Brady will get it in to Brandon Courtney. Courtney is 6'4 senior. It's a senior-laden club with size and athleticism. Regional champions just a year ago. Here's Courtney on the right wing. Stevens, deep post position, lays it up and in. Crawled over the front rim. 10 for Mick Stevens. The lead is 11 for Westland. A minute 50 for the third quarter. Here's E.J. Call into the front court, leaves it for Caden Hyen. Hyen, bounce pass, high post to Lois. Ben will turn, face, attacks on Ottensmeyer, missed it. Ben gets it back, rises up, lays it in. Good second effort from Ben Lois. That was just guts and determination there, working against the taller Ottensmeyer. Lois giving up multiple inches to multiple players on the floor, but he does not back down on the inside. 80 seconds, third quarter, 31-22 Westland. Courtney on the left wing, top of the key to Kellogg. On the right side of the key to Brady. On the block it goes to Stevens. He will spin middle. Nice move. Got Bailey in the air and the foul. Free throws for Mick Stevens. That'll be number four on Justin Bailey. It'll get Ethan Trim to the table and checking in. A lot of tough matchups on the defensive end for Southwestern tonight. Stevens has 10 points, make it 11 as he puts home the first toss. Trim into the ball game for Bailey. 66 seconds for the third quarter. The lead is 10 for Trenton Westland. Second free throw is no good, rattled out, and the rebound down to Lois for the Birds. Final minute, third quarter, a 10-point lead for Westland. Here's Robinson off to Hyen. Out near midcourt, as Westland's gone to a 1-3-1 zone now. And that is a lot of length and athleticism in this 1-3-1. This will be tough to handle. Across the floor to E.J. Call. Call in the corner to Hyen, running the baseline. Caden makes the catch. Back out front it goes to E.J. Call. Stevens on the point of that 1-3-1. Courtney on the baseline. That's stolen by Kellogg. He leaves it for Stevens, and he is fouled on the floor. Wave off the bucket, 29 seconds for the third quarter. First time we've seen that 1-3-1 from Westland tonight. Results in an immediate turnover. It'll be Westland ball on the baseline as Justin Kellogg will look to throw in. You'll find Courtney moving towards the basket. Courtney's cut off. He will kick it out near midcourt to Brady. Across the floor to Ottensmeyer. Into the hands of Courtney out near midcourt. 20 seconds for the third quarter. Southwestern needs a stop here, down by 10. 13 seconds for the quarter. Westland has the floor spread. Courtney will bring it between the circles, work right side with 7. Puts it between his legs with 6. Back door to Kellogg with 3, and he's blocked and fouled. 2.8 for the quarter. And to the free throw line, Justin Kellogg. Two free throws for Kellogg. He has 3 points tonight. Misses the toss. He's now 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Got a block out here if you're the Piasaw Birds. Second toss is short. Rebound down to Trim. Here's Hyen. Midcourt lets it fly, and it's no good. After three quarters here in the 2A regional final at East Alton Wood River High School, Trenton Westland 32, Southwestern 22. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at East Alton Wood River High School, and for this senior-laden Piasaw Bird Club, it has come down to this. 8 minutes left in their careers unless they can erase a 10-point deficit. Bailey back on the floor for Southwestern. This senior group has won a lot of ball games for Southwestern. They trail by 10 entering the fourth quarter. Here's Hyen on the right wing. Caden gets the elbow cut off there. On the baseline, leaves it for the freshman Trim. Back to Hyen now. Caden feeds the block to Ben Lois. Ben will turn and face on Brady. Spins baseline, pivots around. Hyen, 15-footer. Yes, for Caden Hyen off the right elbow. A baker's dozen for Hyen, and the lead is back to single digits at 8, 32-24. 7.5 minutes for the ball game. Can the Birds string together some stops? Courtney out front, leaves for Ottensmeyer. He'll put it on the floor, leaves it left wing for Stevens. Into the hands of Courtney, back to Stevens. He wants to drive right side, kicks out to Brady for a three, got it. Nate Brady buries the triple, his second three of the ball game. He has 8 points off the nice find on the dribble drive for Mick Stevens. 35-24 Westland. Out front with Robinson for Southwestern. Into the hands of Trim. Ethan Trim. He will hand it to Hyant. Caden on the curl rises from 15. Pure again. That's his shot. Caden Hyant from the foul line knocks it down. 35-26 Westland. Will Southwestern be able to get the stops necessary to cut into this lead? Here's Stevens on the left wing. Westland has shown the patience all night. Here's Brady being checked by Hyant. Between the circles, it goes to Courtney. He wants to drive right side to the rim, lays it up, missed it. Rebound down to Trim. Here comes Southwestern into the hands of Bailey. Long pass to Lois. Drives baseline, high off the window, no, and free throws for Ben Lois. That was almost an and-one opportunity. Clock will stop, 6:18 to play in the ballgame. Two free throws for the senior Lois. 35-26, Westland leads. They led by 10 after 1, 6 at the half, 10 after 3, and the free throw for Lois is off the mark, no good. The lead will stay at 9. Blake Rockers has checked in for Westland, replacing Kellogg. Second free throw for Lois is good. Ben gets 1 out of 2, 7 points for the game for Ben Lois. Full court pressure now from Southwestern. Brady handles in the backcourt, has trouble, he's trapped, tied up, ripped away by Bailey. Jump ball, arrow to Westland. It's not the first time it's happened and it won't be the last, but it never seems to be the case where the defensive team is rewarded with the arrow. He had a great trap there, and Bailey just needed another half second. He had it ripped away. Underneath the Courtney and a foul on Hyant. Little touch foul. 6:09 for the ball game. 35-27 Westland. Bird showing the full court pressure. They've got everybody pressing up in the back court. Ottensmeyer gets it into Stevens, right back to Ottensmeyer. Picks up the dribble, long pass in the front court to Brady. Off to Courtney, down to Stevens, kicks out to Ottensmeyer, wide open, 4-3, missed it. Rebound to Ethan Trim for Southwestern. 5:53 for the ball game, and Jason Darr wants a timeout. 5:52 to play, Trenton Westland 35, Southwestern 27. You're listening to the 2A Regional Final from East Alton Wood River High School on WSMI. Birds continue to hang around, down 8 with the basketball, 5:52 left in this regional final. Hyant will get it into Caleb Robinson. He will come into the front court on the left wing to Lois. Ben Lois, top of the key to Caden Hyant. One dribble, pulls up for three. Oh, he got it. Hyant has 18 for the ball game, and Southwestern has cut into it. This is as close as they have been in a long, long time. They put the three on the wrong side of the board. It's 35-30. In the corner it goes to Rockers. 5:25 for the ball game. Birds have it down to 5. Can they get another stop? Stevens, left side of the key. He will hand off to Rockers. Here's Ottensmeyer on the left wing. Down low to Brady. Kicks out to Stevens. 35-30, Westland leads. 5 minutes for the regional championship. Out front with Brandon Courtney. Lois with the defense there. Bounce pass to Stevens. Westland has the floor spread out, going to 1-4 low. Into the hands of Brady. Off to Rockers. Wants to feed the post to Ottensmeyer. He's doubled. Off to Rockers. 4-3. Missed it. Rebound down to Lois. Here come the Birds. Down 5 with the ball. 4:40 to play in the ball game. Caden Hyant will leave it for Caleb Robinson. The senior-laden club for the Birds should not panic down the stretch. They've been here before. Here's Trim, wants to attack, stripped and fouled. 4:27 for the ball game. Kellogg gonna return for Westland. Rockers will take a seat. Southwestern ball, front court on the baseline. It'll be Caleb Robinson to trigger in. A bird at each corner of the lane. Robinson looking, looking, looking. Finds Hyant, rises from 12, left it short. Rebound down to Ottensmeyer for Westland. Into the front court come the Warriors. In the corner to Stevens. Thought about the three, down in the block to Kellogg. Kicks out to Courtney. We approach the midway point of the money quarter. Westland will spread the floor and take their time. They give Stevens the three. He will not take it. He will bounce inside the arc. Now kicks out to Brady. Right side of the floor to Courtney. Halfway through the money quarter. Into the hands of Ottensmeyer. On the right block. He will spin baseline. Tough shot. He got it. Oh, that's beautiful. From Hunter Ottensmeyer. He has 10. Good defense from Lois. Nothing you can do about that move. A 7-point lead for Westland. 3:45 for the ball game. Here's Bailey on the right wing. Big possession here for Southwestern. Bailey gets to the rim. Blocked in there. And we're going to get a block on Westland and Kellogg. Free throws for Justin Bailey. 3:36 for the ball game. A lot of reaction from the players for Westland on the floor. They're putting their jerseys in their mouth. They got their hands on their head. How could this happen to us? 3:36 for the ball game. 37-30, Westland leads. Rockers back, replacing Kellogg. That was number 5. Free throw for Justin. Good. Substitution for the Birds. EJ Call back on the floor. Robinson takes a seat. The freshman Ethan Trim getting some big minutes here in this regional final. Baptism by fire. Second free throw for Bailey. Good. Two big tosses there. Had to have them both. Bailey got them both. 5-point lead for Westland. Full court pressure. Ottensmeyer gets it away to Courtney. Up the far sideline to Brady. He's trapped in Coffin Corner. Pass is tipped, but it found its way to Stevens for Westland. He will get it out to Courtney. 3:20 for the ball game. Westland has the floor spread. Rockers finds Courtney underneath to Stevens. Oh, he missed the layup. We got a whistle and foul. Late whistle. 3:12 for the ball game. Both coaches, both sets of fans upset with the officials, and I was always taught if you got everybody upset, you're probably doing a good job. That'll send Mick Stevens to the free throw line. Big tosses. Westland just 4 of 11 for the ball game. Toss good. A dozen for Stevens. Makes it 38-32 Westland. 3:12 to play in this regional final. Second free throw is no good. 1 out of 2. That's been the story for Westland at the line tonight. A 2-possession game. Here's Bailey on the right wing. Oh, a 3-ball here would be huge. Lois out near that volleyball spike line. He's going to put it on the floor. Spins at the foul line. Cut off now. Needs some assistance. Finds Trim. Right back to Lois. On the block. Tough angle. He missed it. Rebound to Call. Missed the follow. And the rebound down to Westland and Brady. Missed opportunity for Southwestern there. They really needed a bucket. 2:40 for the ball game. A 6-point lead for Westland. And the Warriors won a timeout. 2:39 for this regional final. Trenton Westland 38, Southwestern 32. We'll come back to East Alton Wood River High School following these messages on WSMI. The Birds have the lead down to 6 as we are inside of 3 minutes for the ball game, and now Southwestern is out rebounded. Trenton Westland 19-17. That has helped the Birds get back in this ball game. Are they going to be able to knock down enough shots and string together enough stops? We shall see. Hope you've enjoyed our regional triple header tonight here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. All the scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30 here on FM 106. Then Sports Saturday at 9:03. Out front with Courtney. Southwestern comes with the trap. Courtney all the way around. Layup. Oh, he missed it. And the rebound down to Lois. A break for the Birds. Can they capitalize on the offensive end? Courtney did the hard part. Just short-armed the layup. Out front, EJ Call. Into the hands of Hyatt on the right wing. A must-score possession here for Southwestern. Doesn't have to be a three, but you got to get something. Here's Lois on the baseline. Ben Lois finds Call at the right elbow. Kicks out to Bailey. Justin thought about the three, puts it on the floor, attacks. Oh, he got tripped up on his way to the rim, lost his footing, and it's swatted by Weston. It was incidental contact. The feet got tangled, and that did not allow Bailey to get any elevation, and that shot was rejected in a big-time way. A minute 51 for the ball game, and Courtney is fouled out top. It'll be bonus free throws. Good help defense from Westland. And that's the story tonight. When they were in man, they were able to switch every screen and not have a mismatch. And when they're in that 1-3-1, just too much athleticism. Free throw is good for Brandon Courtney. 6 for Courtney. Westwood now 6 of 14 for the game, but 2 of 3 in the quarter, and they missed the second one. Rebound down to Southwestern. A 7-point lead, 3 possessions with 100 seconds to play in the regional final. Here's Robinson. Will hand to Hyen. Caden going to pull up from 15, left it short, and the rebound down to Brady and Westland. He will get it away to Courtney. Brandon Courtney to midcourt. Now he will get to the foul line and pull it back. 83 seconds for the game. Oh, Southwestern hung around, just going to run out of chances here tonight. Minute 15 for the ball game. Brady out front, Hyen all over him, and we're going to get a block on Caden Hyen. More free throws for Brandon Courtney. Westland's defense just too good here tonight. With the size and the athleticism, it really stifled Southwestern from the opening tap. They had to fight for everything they got. Free throw good for Nate Brady. He has 9. The lead is 8. Birds had it down to 5 at 35-30 with the ball. Brady's second free throw is good. 10 for Brady. 41-32 Westland, a minute 12 to play in the game, and Southwestern wants a timeout. We'll come back to East Alton Wood River High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the Southwestern timeout, Westland leads 41-32, just 72 seconds to play. Winner into the Trenton-Westland sectional semifinal on Tuesday night. Out front with Hyen, into the hands of Robinson. Bird's got to go quickly. Westland in that 1-3-1. That'll slow up Southwestern. Out front with Bailey. Here's Robinson, quick trigger three. Got it. Caleb Robinson buries a deep three. His first bucket. Clock running 53 seconds for the game. And Robinson will give the foul on Ottensmeyer. 41-35, and Westland going to have to salt this away at the free throw line. They were just 4 of 11 through three quarters. But they are, in the money quarter, 5 out of 6. And that's when you got to knock them down. Free throw, no good. Rebound down to Bailey. Here comes Justin to the rim. Layup is good. 6 for Bailey. 41-37. 40 seconds for the game. Courtney handling in the back court, and he's fouled with 37.4. So the pressure squarely on Trenton Westland at the foul line now. It'll be Brandon Courtney to the stripe. He is 1 of 2 tonight, has 6 points for the ball game. Free throw, no good. And now Westland wants a timeout. 37.4 for the ball game. Don't go yet. We're not done. Westland 41, Southwestern 37. We're back to East Alton Wood River High School following these messages on WSMI. It's a 4-point game as Westland missing free throws here. 41-37. Westland leads. Brandon Courtney at the free throw line. After he missed the first, he'll get the second. Toss, good. 1 out of 2 for Courtney. The lead is 5 for Westland. 35 seconds for the game. Birds need a bucket here. Call will leave for Hyen on the left wing. Caden crosses over, attacks, and wave it off. Fouled on the floor. An and one would have been glorious there for Southwestern. Jason Darr wanted it. Kind of slaps his hand to his face. He knew it was on the floor, but you can always hope as a coach. E.J. Call on the baseline. Front court gets it into Bailey for 3. Left it short. Rebound out of bounds off of Westland. It'll stay with Southwestern. 25.1 seconds to play. Call on the baseline to trigger in. EJ gets it into Hyen for 3. Missed it. And the rebound down to Westland. And Ottensmeyer is fouled with 20.6 seconds to play. Berg needed that one. A 5-point lead for Westland. And will walk to the other end for free throws. Cardinal baseball for you tomorrow. They will play the Mets, our first spring broadcast of the year tomorrow morning, 11:50 on WSMI AM 1540 and FM 106.9. Free throw for Ottensmeyer. No, left it short. 20.6 seconds to play. Clock out here if you're Southwestern. Second free throw. Got it. 11 for Ottensmeyer. A 6-point lead for Westcliff. Here comes E.J. Call. And Jason Darr wants a timeout. 17.2 seconds to play in the ballgame. Trenton Westland 43, Southwestern 37. We'll come back to East Alton Wood River High School in this 2A regional final following these messages on WSMI. 17.2 seconds for the ballgame. Southwestern trails by 6. They have the basketball in the front court. Need a 3-pointer quickly. Lois will get it in to Hyen. Caden out front going to attack. Had it stripped away, picked up by Westland and Stevens. The foul given by Bailey with 11.9 to play. And that's going to be number 5 on Bailey. And the senior will foul out with 11.9 to play here in the regional final. That would get Ryan Hanslow, a 5'9 junior, off the bench and to the table to check in. What a career for Justin Bailey and the Southwestern Piasaw Birds, and he will get a standing ovation from the Bird faithful here tonight. Hugs from all the Southwestern coaches. What a great career Justin Bailey had for the Birds. And it's going to come to a close here tonight. Free throw good for Stevens. He has 13. This whole senior crew for Southwestern, it was one of those groups. They were highly touted coming in. They have played a lot of basketball for Jason Darr and the Southwestern Piasaw Birds. Stevens gets the second, 45-37, deep for high and short. Gets the offensive rebound, the putback, no. Rebound down to Ottensmeyer, and the Trenton Westland Warriors are your 2A East Alton Wood River regional champs as they beat the Southwestern Piasaw Birds by the final of 45-37. And at the end of the day, just too much Westland size and athleticism here tonight, as their defense really was the difference in this ball game. The man-to-man D in the first half, where they were switching on every screen and not being presented with a mismatch, it really made life difficult on Southwestern here tonight, as they just really could not get much going on the offensive end. And what they did get, they had to earn every step of the way. Westland wins it 45-37. We will take a break. We'll come back to East Alton Wood River High School following these messages on WSMI. Congratulations to the Westland Warriors, regional champs here at East Alton Wood River High School. They beat Southwestern 45-37. Westland led 17-7 after one. It was 20-14 at the half, 32-22 after three. The Birds got it down to 5 with the basketball late in that fourth quarter, but in the end, Westland made just enough free throws to salt it away, 45-37. Westland 12 of 26 from the foul line for the game, but 8 of 14 in the money quarter. They made them when they had to have them down the stretch. They were led tonight by Mick Stevens. He finished with 14, 11 for Hunter Ottensmeyer, 10 for Nate Brady, 7 for Brandon Courtney, 3 for Justin Kellogg. With the win, Westland improves to 25-5, and they will play in their own sectional on Tuesday evening. For the Southwestern Piasaw Birds, their season comes to a close at 21-8. They were led tonight by Caden Hyen. He finishes with 18, 7 for Ben Lois, 6 for Justin Bailey, and 3 for Caleb Robinson. Southwestern 4 of 5 from the free throw line. They hit 3 triples here tonight. But for Southwestern, they will say goodbye to a great group of seniors in Justin Bailey, Caleb Robinson, Caden Hyen, and Ben Lois. That has been a phenomenal group for Jason Darr over the years, and they see their high school basketball careers come to a close tonight in the 2A regional final as Trenton Westland beats the Piasaw Birds 45-37. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap up our triple header night here on WSMI. Welcome back to East Alton Wood River High School as the Westland Warriors pose for their regional championship photo under the basket here on the stage end as they beat Southwestern tonight 45-37. Southwestern's year comes to a close at 21 and 8. Hope you enjoyed our triple header here tonight on FM 106, and we'll have sectional basketball for you next week as Nokomis beat Neoga earlier tonight 55-40, and Nokomis will play in the Mowiqua Central A&M sectional semifinal Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. It's a game we'll have live here on WSMI FM 106 and, of course, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. We want to thank all the wonderful people here at East Alton and Woodiver High School for their hospitality. Athletic Director Kevin Gokel, Dana Emmerich, also very hospitable here tonight on the Oilers staff. So thanks to all the great folks for their hospitality here. Thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard tonight. Without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Station. Your final one more time from East Alton, Wood River, Trenton Westland 45, Southwestern 37. Thanks to David Jenkins and Levi Ubelt for producing tonight's basketball action here on WSMI FM 106. I am Tim Mize. Good night from Wood River.